Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
You and me, you and me, girl.
Deontaz. That song is called You and Me, and it's by one of the hottest
you and who?
Lesbian rappers from Atlanta
who?
Called Stevo.
Stevo.
Stevo. S-T-E-E-Z-O. Stevo.
Stevo, why do you say that? Sounded like you said Stevo.
You know what, Sharon? See, you come in late to work, and then you want to come in and be like, just trying to regulate stuff.
Well, you ought to tell me who was on the show, and then I wouldn't be asking silly, dumb questions and saying the people's names wrong.
I did tell you who was on the show, if you had read the show description. I don't know why you didn't read the show description. You were sitting in church trying to get your Jesus on and figure out what I was doing at the same time.
I wasn't trying to do all of that.
Mm.
But you should have told me, I don't know, a few days ago. Oh, we're going to have this little lesbian rapper person on air who's going to be writing songs for us and stuff.
Well, see, Sharon, I thought the song title, You and Me, was fitting because, you know, you and I are in this together, and I love you. And, you know, I thought that I was trying to give you a gift. But you know what? I can never give you anything. That's why I'm going to take it back.
The last time you gave me a gift, you took it back.
I know. That's why I said I'm going to take this one back.
The only thing you did not take back were the pot holders.
Because I needed those to cook your dinner.
And
but, Sharon, look, hey, we got a really cool guest lineup tonight. You ready?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't aware of the guest lineup until an hour ago.
Sharon?
I'm just putting it out there that I... Huh?
Sharon?
What?
Can you stop being extra? Okay, because you are doing the M, the O, the S, and the T right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we have a wonderful guest lineup tonight. And as my gift to you, okay, this is my gift to you, baby. You have always told me I want to be in the room with beautiful women when they're talking to see what's in their head. So my gift to you tonight is a room full of beautiful women, and you get to sit back and relax and pick our brains.
You get
to see what's inside our head.
Really?
Really.
Like, what kinds of questions can I ask?
Anything you want, baby.
Like, why do you say dumb things when you really mean this or that? Or why do
you
say no when you really mean yes? And why do we?
This is your world. You can have whatever you want. You can ask whatever you want tonight. This is my gift to you.
Right now. I mean, are they on air with me right now? Can I hear
them? I'm getting ready to bring them live. I'm going to bring them in one at a time, actually, so that we can
read
their bio.
Okay.
Well, Sharon, I'm gonna give them all to you. Okay, all to you, all to you, all at one time. I don't know if you can handle all this though. Can you handle it?
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Okay, really, Sharon? You know, I'm trying to be all romantical with you. Whatever. Okay, so the first guest that we have, we've got Michelle Alexander, so I'm going to bring her in.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. You guys are such lesbians with that whole conversation.
You called me a what?
You heard me, Sharon.
What did
you
call?
Are you, Sharon?
I don't even know. Who is this?
Michelle said you were a lesbian.
You guys
not
are so
a
lesbian.
Lesbian
with that. Oh, okay.
I'm not a lesbian. I just
a lady
I just
lover.
Prefer my I just prefer my men have boobs and a coochie.
Wow. Okay, Sharon, I did make the show mature tonight, so we can say the P word if you want to. You know, if you feel so inclined.
I don't say P words. I don't say P
words. I'm done with Joe. Sharon, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine. How are you today, Miss Michelle?
I'm good. I'm good. I didn't get to see you at my party last week. I heard you were busy.
You saw me at your party last week.
Sharon, is
I'm
that
sorry,
you?
What is that?
I'm sorry.
That
is awesome.
You were crazy, dog. Who's
that
crazy,
is awesome. You can't blame it on me.
Did I get somebody
okay,
in trouble?
Okay. Sharon, let me tell you. Do you know Michelle Sharon? Do you know her background?
I don't remember. I wasn't privy to who was going to be on the show. And
okay.
I just
well, Michelle
to
is a Sharon.
Yes.
I have the talking stick right now. Okay. You do not have the talking stick. I have the talking stick. So
I'm sorry. You have the conch. You have the conch. Okay, go ahead.
I have the conch, okay?
You remember that? What was the name of that movie?
Sharon,
the pig's head on a stick.
Sharon. I'm going to have your head on a stick in a few minutes. So stop.
Okay.
So Michelle is a coach. She's a mentor, a motivator, a wedding officiant, a public speaker, an entrepreneur, a lover of people, an emotional activist, and a life enthusiast pursuing a life of amazing. And Michelle is actually the founder of agirlsguide.org. Sharon, you know that blog that I read all the time that, you know, when you're talking to me, I, like, totally tune you out and, like, don't listen to you because I'm reading? It's Michelle's blog that I'm reading.
A girl's guide.
Yeah, it's a girl's guide. That's the one that has Neo in it. And it has Nitra, and let's see, it has a bunch of them. And last, the one that she just published yesterday actually has TDV, which is Teresa Vest. I can't remember her middle name. You've got to read the one from yesterday, Sharon, because when I read that one, I was like, oh, my God, wow. I'm always like that, oh, my God, wow, because, you know. But this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
All right. So now I'm going to bring on our next guest, who is Kissa Joe.
What kind of name is Kissa Joe?
Kissa, you
it's
remember
like
Kissa?
A military person.
Kissa actually stars in the web series Lovers and Friends, and she plays Sasha in that series. Hey, Kissa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. So, Sharon, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kissa, okay? I feel like I'm on the dating show. Kissa Joe has always leaked,
and we'll
Sharon.
Be back in 2 and 2. Huh?
Sharon,
what?
Remember, I have the talking stick. I have the conch. I have the head on the stick, okay?
Okay.
Okay. When I talk, you don't talk. You would have thought that after
cool.
doing the show for 2 months together, you would know that by now.
Then people have sympathy for me because you don't allow me to talk.
Nobody has sympathy for you, Sharon. People have sympathy for me because I have to put up with you. Now, can I please introduce Kissa? You know what? You've got a room full of beautiful women, and all you want to do is complain. And
because it's not enough. Because it's not enough.
Sharon, I'm trying to give you your heart's desire here. Work with me. Work with me, not against me. Okay. Now back to Kissa's bio. Sharon, don't talk. Don't talk. Put your finger over your lip. Finger over your lip. Kissa Joe has always believed in the power of speaking your dreams into life. And she's from Miami. And she actually has a growing list of actor credits in theater, television, music, and film. And she was actually in the movie Studsman. Remember Shonda in Studsman? She was the one that had the streaks of blonde.
I remember the character, or I don't know if it's her real name. I remember Beautiful.
Okay, no. Kissa was the one that kicked the other person out of the bed with her. Remember that one? Oh, wait, Sharon, you didn't see the movie with me.
I didn't see the movie. No, I didn't see the movie with you.
Oh, that's right, because you ditched me that night. How could I forget that?
Dude, nobody freaking ditched you.
How could you say somebody ditched you? Anyway.
Okay, finish with the bio. Go ahead with the bio, woman.
Oh, okay, so when it comes my turn to be ditched, you want me to hurry up and move past it, but when you feel jilted, you want to focus on it and harp on it. Okay, I got you.
Can we not put our W draws and bras out on the air like this? Can we just keep
we've been
our
putting
draws
our draws on the air for 2 months now. Now you want to pull them off the line? Honey, please.
Okay, go ahead, because I need to talk to you about this store that I just came from. Go ahead. Well, I want to talk to the people about the store.
Okay, they're called guests, Sharon. They're called our guests. Not our people, they're called our guests.
The
most beautiful lesbians in the entire universe are on our show. Okay. And other cool thing about... the other really cool thing about Kissa is Kissa has her own radio show on WTF Radio that's going to be starting in July. So congratulations on getting your own show, baby.
Thank you.
Yay! I'm going to have my own show.
That is Kissa. And then Sharon... my ultimate treat for you tonight, because I know that you are a writer, and I know that you like reading erotica, because sometimes we read erotica together.
No, okay. No we don't.
We don't. Okay,
couple.
I'm sorry, we don't. We don't read erotica together.
No, we just talk about it.
Sharon, it sounded better to say we read it.
I don't read...
I know. Well, you read stuff with pictures in it. You read picture erotica.
I read pictures.
Yeah, you read pictures.
I like
read
the
words to you when you touch the pictures.
I like the, especially the ones that pop up, pop up pictures. And
yeah,
so when
I
you open the book,
pictures.
It pops up and the dude is right there with the woman or a girl is right there with the girl. And it just goes boop.
Okay, but Sharon, this next author, the next guest, she's a writer of lesbian erotica. She's a former model, and she had 15 years on the runway. She's done underground videos, print, promotional material, gallery work. She's actually the author of Horror, Dark Poetry, and Lesbian Erotica. And she's working on a soon-to-be-released book called When a Shadow is Kissed by a Whisper. And her name is Jay Williams.
Hi, Jay. Okay, wait, let me use my grown-up voice.
Hello,
Jay.
Hold on.
I wasted my grown-up voice.
No, try it again. Use your grown-up voice again, Sharon.
Hi, Jay. Hello. Jay doesn't want to talk to me.
I said hello. How are you? Am I on?
Yes, you're live, baby.
Hi. Hello, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hi, Jay.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Jay.
Jay has a beautiful sounding voice. Can you hear her, Sharon?
I can't hear her because you country voice all in the way.
Okay.
No,
you
hear me now.
Miss Jay. Miss Jay.
Hello.
I can hear you now.
I don't think I'm. Oh, okay, I'm on.
So.
That's me.
So you're a model.
I'm a swimming model.
You're a swim model.
She's a former model.
Yeah.
Formal model, what if you're still a model. Okay. So that means so my imagination is like going all over the place right now. I'm talking to a model and I'm talking to radio hosts and I'm just talking to beautiful, beautiful folks and I don't know how I'm supposed to contain myself. What am I supposed to do?
Whatever you want to do, Sharon, this is your day, baby.
Don't tell me that. Okay, here's what happened. Prior to the show, I went to a, and this is where my question is going to start, because I get to ask whatever I want to ask. Really?
You get to ask whatever you want to ask.
Seriously.
Whatever you want to ask. And you might get an answer or three or four.
Okay, so I went to this store just before the show, which is why I couldn't talk to you. Yes, I was.
I knew you were there. I knew it. Okay, go ahead.
So, anywho, I was at this particular store, and I was with two straight women, one gay woman, and one very beautiful woman who is a very beautiful woman. And they were all of the feminine type, right?
Okay.
And I'm getting just as excited as they are about some of the products. In fact, I did the demonstration on the Liberator. You heard that? Heard of that one?
Oh, the Liberator? Yeah.
It was so hot. They need some wet wipes in there.
Oops. So what's your question,
they need wet wipes in there. My question, I'm so excited, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. My question is, why is it that some women prefer, what they call them, I can't even talk, you know, adapters, the vibrators and the, help me out, Doc, I can't say it. Why does size matter?
Why does, you know, Sharon, I don't really think
they
the size matters. Yeah, well...
Okay, Doc, you're not answering the questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The beautiful ladies are.
I didn't think
so.
You want to take that one?
I don't care who answers it, because you have some beautiful voices. I don't care. You could talk about bumblebees. I don't care. Just say something.
Well, that is called the bumblebee.
Say again?
I was saying that is a toy called the bumblebee. It's quite exciting.
For real?
What does it do?
Well,
it's similar to a butterfly, but the way it vibrates is a bit different. And it has a stinger on the back, right? Yeah.
A stinger?
Not quite a stinger, but it's made to look like one, you know?
Okay, I hear some background noise.
I'm trying to find that one.
Is there a window down or something?
It does sound like rain.
It sounds like rain.
Anywho,
yeah.
Why is it that size matters? I just wanted to answer my question. Why does size matter so much?
Why does size matter?
Right.
Well, I think we just all have our personal preferences and what we feel and we don't feel. Why does size matter to you, right?
Huh?
Same way it matters to us. We want to feel it.
You can't ask me that particular question.
Oh, but I can. Of course I can.
How can you ask me that question?
Wow, I'm just saying. Okay, so why does it matter? Because I like what I like. And I think everybody's built internally different, and some women are built to... How can I say this nicely?
You don't have to say it nice.
Some women just like it bigger, and some women need it smaller.
Some people can take a train. Some people can only take a Crayola.
I will say for me, size matters because if it's too big, you can't do too much, you know? So I would say on the smaller side, because it's more... the show that does it for me than
the show
being uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's the presentation.
Okay, I have another question.
Well, no, I mean the show more like in the performance. You know, you can't do so much if you have a huge whatever.
Keep for yourself,
and, well,
honey.
See, for me, it's all about the presentation itself.
Hey, hold up. Stop the music. Who said that? Who said, speak for yourself, honey? Who said that?
I did.
Go,
I did.
Go,
Michelle did.
Go ahead, Michelle. Why is that? So we take it you're not the Crayola type. You're the dang on Amtrak.
Sorry,
right?
Amtrak.
I'm not saying I'm on Amtrak.
That's a bit obnoxious.
Okay,
well,
you know.
What'd you say?
Let's talk
what
about
is your
so what is what's good?
I mean, I just like what I like, you know. If you want me to be real with it, I mean, I've been having sex since I was 13 years old. You know, I wasn't always gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just keep it real. And so you just kind of get used to what you get used to. And, you know, I've had, you know, men and women that were large and small. and I just know what I like, and it's kind of just right there on the upper end of medium, so to say. You know, and it just, I just know that something very small and thin is not going to do it for me, and something huge and obnoxious is going to be too much for me. So, you know,
wow.
Something on the bottom end of big is usually what for me.
Bottom end of big.
What is that, though? Like, what number would be on the bottom end of big?
Are there numbers on the bottom?
Huh?
Like, are there numbers on the bottom? I didn't even know that.
Like, how many inches is what she's asking.
Yeah.
Like a 6.5 is probably a Crayola. Or 6.
Yeah, 6.5.
And me, if it's up to me, I'd say a 7. So I guess I'm Crayola.
So that's the fat hand Crayola. You know, you got the skinny Crayola and fat Crayola.
Some things just need to remain a secret. I can't reveal everything.
Okay.
I just let your imagination go with it.
Doc, I would never color outside the lines again.
I would never think for Crayola.
I would never color outside the lines again. Okay, I don't know what else to ask. Doc, your turn. Go ahead. Say something.
You told me that I couldn't talk. This is your show, baby.
No, because I'm scared. I'm nervous. I don't know what to say. I'm over here crossing my legs and everything because I don't know what.
Okay, uncross your legs. Breathe, baby. Breathe. We've done this before. Okay, breathe.
I can't. I'm in the middle of the
room. Yes, you can. Look,
breathe.
Huh? Then I choke. Lay back and take it. Breathe. We've done this
lay
before.
Lay back and take it.
Yeah,
I love it when women tell me that.
I know. Hence why I told you to lay back and take it.
Okay, question. Some people are real caught up in labels. You know, if you're going to carry yourself as a boy or whatever it is you choose to carry yourself as, you shouldn't want to do anything else or you shouldn't want to engage in any other different types of activities. What do you guys think about that?
What does that mean? Be real specific.
Okay, for example.
What are you asking?
For example, if you're dating a stud,
mm-hmm.
you're interested in a stud and you guys about to break some headboards or whatever it is you're about to do, do you want that person to stay in that particular role, or would you like an opportunity to flip that person around and do whatever the heck you wanted to do to her?
I want to do whatever the heck I want to do. I feel like labels should be left outside the door. Like, once you're in the bedroom, just enjoy each other.
Yes. I agree, Tessa.
I agree. Sometimes I get teased sometimes. Because
Sharon,
people,
first of all.
Thanks, Doc.
Anytime, baby.
Throw all out there for me.
Really? Doing her business all out in the street.
You going to say something else about me?
What? That you got panties in your boxer drawer? I'm not going to tell anybody that.
What did you say to Victoria's Secrets? What did you say that? And they're pink.
They're pink Victoria's Secrets, but I wasn't going to tell anybody that.
I mean, just a bunch of hundreds of people that's listening right now. That's all. Now I can never walk down the street safely again.
That's okay,
why?
Baby. Only I'll know that you're wearing Victoria's Secretions. But go ahead, baby.
Say again.
Well, answer that question. I'm sorry. My day. I like studs, right? If I'm falling asleep next to a stud, I don't want to wake up in the morning and wonder where my panties went, you know? I don't want the studs that I'm dating to wear my clothes or to use my makeup, something like that. I love to look at them, but I would never want to be in a relationship. I don't like pretty. It's actually quite annoying to me, especially in a relationship context.
Do you mind speaking up for me just a little? I can't hear all the good stuff you're saying. All I heard was you don't want them wearing your clothes and you want to eat something. What now?
I'm going to try to figure out how to mute the background noise just a little bit because I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's the rain, and I can't mute the rain.
Okay, finish up with your statement. I remember you said something about you didn't want.
I just said studs as butches. So if I'm thinking that I'm dating or sleeping with a stud or a butch, I don't want to wake up one morning to find her in the bathroom putting on makeup or seeing a picture on Facebook of her in a dress. It's just, I love women, period, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about a woman that knows exactly who she is and that she does not have to fit that picture of what most of the world thinks is a woman in makeup and a dress and all that. If you identify masculine, I appreciate it if you're constant with it. I love to look at them all day long, but I would not be in a relationship with one. I like what I like. I guess that's my answer to that question.
Yeah. Anybody else? Michelle,
so
somebody.
I kind of agree with Lakissa, is that I think in the bedroom there should be no lines. Are there some? Yeah, and I've been in relationships where there have been some, you know, but we work it out. I prefer to be in relationships where there are no boundaries, whether that woman identified as stud, femme, no labels, queer, whatever. You know, but I just understand that doesn't always come in the package that I'm attracted to, and you just kind of make it work. So that's
okay.
Me. I don't think there should be any lines, but they do exist.
So in
but
a bedroom,
definitely
you
be
just
comfortable.
Need to be whoever.
Mm-hmm.
In the bedroom, you just be whoever. Leave the labels in the living room and let you handle your biz in the bedroom, right?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Exactly.
Right.
But when you go out in the street,
but at the same time, you want them to be comfortable, you know? Like, my preference is I don't want someone who won't do something because of what they're told they're supposed to act like. But if you try something you genuinely don't like it, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the more you let me do, the more pleasure you will get. But if you're not comfortable, then I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question.
That's a good
answer. Right. Okay. I'm not sure how to phrase my questions because probably give me enough time today. But it's all right.
Well, Sharon, you didn't need enough time. I mean, this is just all of us sitting around the studio just talking. I mean, this is what you and I do, babe.
But I'm outnumbered.
You know, these are all the questions that you ask me because you feel that I'm like the feminine lesbian representative spokesperson, and I'm not. I mean, I can't speak for all femmes.
Okay. So I'm trying not to talk about sex. That's just been all that's like been on my mind for the past few days.
Well, honey, you just left is erection. I mean, come on now.
But I'm just saying, on a Sunday.
Okay, well,
I shouldn't be
thinking
like that.
Can I ask a question? Why don't you ask about come on film dating, Sharon? Or why don't you ask about? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, why don't you ask the question?
Talked about.
I can't remember, Eric. You know how much stuff we talk about? We talk at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't remember
what we
talk
at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. I love you, Sharon.
And I'm, whatever. So, femme on femme dating. What is so exciting about that? I mean, why? Because I know sometimes people tend to think that if you're a lesbian, then you need to date someone. If you're like the feminine type of a lesbian, then you should date someone who is completely your opposite. All these little unwritten rules. So what makes a feminine, beautiful woman more attracted to or more interested in another woman who looks just like her?
It's all in what you like. I guess I first have to question, why is it that a femme-on-femme relationship is looked at like that, like it's not supposed to happen? I think too many in our community, they kind of adopt that patriarchal stereotype of what a relationship should look like. And when I hear studs or doms or tomboys or whatever, you know, wherever you call them, wherever you are, say that femme-on-femme relationships really aren't real relationships, well, to me that's just like a man saying that lesbian relationships aren't real and that a man needs to be in there somewhere. I just think it's what you like. I mean, if you like women, I think it's first reasonably acceptable that you're going to be attracted to a woman that looks like a woman sometimes, or all the time, or never. I mean, everybody likes what they like.
Okay. So you're – go ahead.
No, go ahead. You could go ahead. I'll speak after you.
Oh, I was going to say something a little off on a tangent, but still kind of related to that. So you might want to go ahead and say what you got to say, because I want
okay.
to – I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is apparently there's some gay and lesbian handbook that I just haven't received. I always hear
– Me neither, honey.
I always hear the rules and what's normal and what isn't normal. But to me, being a lesbian means I'm attracted to women. Now, I don't like people who fit in a box or try to bend and do what they're told. That's what turns me off. But anyone who is comfortable with themselves, and I find attractive, and that works for me. And that goes from femme to sem to stud, whatever, you know. But for me, I like a thick, curvy diva with weave and heels and all that stuff, and I like point guards, and it's just whatever attracts me. None of that other stuff matters, and I would love to be a fly on the wall for a stud-for-stud relationship, because I just feel like that is probably amazing in the bedroom.
So hot, right? It's so hot.
I think all of it depends on your preference, you know, like some people like tall girls, this, that, whatever, but it's your preference. Really, what you look like shouldn't define what you date. It's whatever you're attracted to.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, Doc, they open the door. Can I go there now?
Sharon, you can absolutely go there, baby. It's your show,
she
baby.
She opened the door on the stud thing. Right?
Mm-hmm. You can go there, baby. This is all about you.
I got excited. But don't you guys get the wrong idea now. Don't get the wrong idea. Ooh, it got like 1,000 degrees hot up in here.
Yeah, right.
So what? I can't distinguish the voice. But someone said they would love to
kiss.
Would love to see some stud-on-stud action.
I would.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I definitely would. I would.
Really?
Me too, Krista.
Really?
Me too. Yes.
I would,
yeah.
I would too. I think that, yeah.
And I understand it completely. Because first of all, not to stereotype, but a lot of tomboys, you know, were more athletic when they were younger. So usually their bodies be on point. And then to have so much in common and still be able to undress and get your femme anyway, I get it. And I want to watch it.
Can I watch with you? Oh my God. Okay, you know what you guys should do then? Can I do it, Doc? You know I'm a plug, right?
Go ahead, baby.
You guys should read that book called Strapped.
Strapped.
And then there's another Strapped. And then there's another book called Still Strapped.
The third one is coming out called Strapped.
Oh, and those books are all about stud on stud romance.
Really?
And it's not the kind of studs, you know, the pants sagging and, you know, they just hoodlums and stuff like that. These are lawyers and professional folks doing that thing. Mm. But they just happen to be attracted to each other. I think you guys are beautiful. And there's some very hot sex scenes in there. Like there's this cool shower scene where the one stud picks the other stud up in the shower.
Oh.
At the gym. Mm.
Oh.
Who said ooh? Who said that?
Me.
Who said
Michelle.
That? Michelle, you would like to read that?
I probably would. Absolutely. You know, I like it when things don't fit in boxes and when people, you know, make the choice to just be free and like what they like. No pun intended. Don't make a dirty joke out of that.
Well, another shameless plug. I wrote those books, and I think
did you? You know,
yes, she did.
Oh,
I definitely have to read it then.
Right, and I turned myself on with some of that stuff, and I had to go and try some of the stuff I wrote.
I was just about to say, do you have any experience with what you wrote?
Right.
No.
I think you lying.
No, see what I wrote from imagination. What if this happened, and what if that happened, and it was a freaking turn on. I can't lie, it was a turn on for me. And I've had a couple of stud boys try to holler, but that's about it. No, no action on the court. But would I be open to it? Next question.
Really?
Next question.
Wait, Sharon, you want us to air all of our dirty laundry, but you don't want to give us any of yours?
What dirty laundry do I have? I'm a clean Christian girl.
I know you are, but come on, Sharon, spill it. So would you? Because I've been your friend
would
for
I
10 years,
what?
And I don't even know the answer to that question. Would you? Would
okay,
you date a stud?
I can't lie. This is not about me. This is not about me. Dude, really? Okay. I like women, and but I prefer a certain type of woman. But I can't lie. I could look at another stud and say, hey, that stud is attractive. You know, she's got some swag about her, whatever. Would I go there? She got boobs and a coochie. I probably will.
Wow.
That's a great answer. You know what? I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm clapping for you.
Is that a booty clap or just a hand clap? I'm sorry.
No.
I had to say it. Both. She said both.
I'm talented.
She said both.
Yeah, she's multi-talented, Sharon.
I don't know what else to say after that. But ooh. Ooh, yes, Lordy. Okay. Next question. I can't do you guys right now. I can't do it. I'm too excited. Doc, what you got?
Okay, hold
don't
on. I've got a caller who wants to ask a question.
Okay. Are they going to hang up like some of the other callers do?
No, this one is not going to hang up. This is Tico. And as soon
as
I can.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Tico.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I hope Tico doesn't ask a question about what I just said.
I don't know what Tico's going to ask because I'm trying to find her.
And I just put it out there on national, international web, didn't I?
You know what? You cracked me up with that, Sharon.
On the national internet.
Okay. So why am
yeah,
I not
Sharon
finding?
Sharon just admitted on air that she would probably do a stud. Oh my gosh.
There is nothing.
You know,
okay. I found Tico.
Hi, Tico.
Hello. Hi, guys. How you doing?
I finally get to hear your voice.
Yeah, it sounds like
how's
Mickey
it going?
Mouse. Fine.
what's going on? What you got for us?
Yeah, this is Tico. Okay, so in reference to what you said, you know, I'm not going to slander you. No, most studs will be like, oh, no, God, she said she would do a stud. Okay, so my opinion on this is this. We are all women. And clothes should not identify or define who we are, okay? It's about attitudes. The only time that identification is labeled as clothing is in a black community. And I'm just so sick of hearing it. You know, think about this. Okay, let's use Kissa since Kissa's supposed to be on today. If a Kissa has a very dominant attitude, a very dominant demeanor, if she put on my Tim's, Kissa Joe, if she put on my Tim's and my Levi's, does that now make her a stud? No, it does not. It defines on who you want to date, who you like, who you're attracted to, okay? So I want to kind of like, I'm not saying like, I just want to put that out there that it's your preference. Me personally, I like heels and thongs. That's what I like. But I like a very dominant woman. So does that mean...
I'm sorry, what, you like heels and thongs?
I like heels
and thongs.
On yourself?
On her woman.
No, on my
Okay, I got
so
lost.
So that's what I like. So that's what I'm attracted to. You see what I'm saying? That's my preference. But it's not the clothes that make the individual, and in the black community, that's what we are focusing on. We're focusing on because this stud has on men clothing that he's a stud. Not necessarily. He might just be comfortable in men clothing. It's about the attitude. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about the demeanor. You can be a stud in men clothing that's very, 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 very passive and act like a female. I mean, like a film. I'm just saying.
I do that. I just think
we need to get as the black community, we need to get out of this label because we are the only community that's labeling the aspect of this. You don't see this in any other community but the black community.
Well, you know, we like labels on our clothes and labels on everything else that has to do with us. So, you know, that's just how people are accustomed to operate. They can't do anything outside of a label. Some people.
Right.
And that's okay for them. That's okay for them. But for me, I need two boobs and a coochie. And I'm good.
we all are women. And that's just my point.
No.
We just need to identify as attitudes and not as clothes.
Right. Now,
Doc, you remember?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh. Wait, Tito, were you done?
Well, I was going to say, if you go to New York, look, I've been in New York. I've been in New York with my ex-wife, okay? And they don't identify far as clothing. They identify as attitude. It could be two studs there or a feminine.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference between the northern or northeastern states and the south. Completely big difference.
Well, I'm from Detroit.
You're not gonna see. That's way north. We talk about down home south. They just don't do those things. You gotta put a label on something in the south.
I'm in D.C. I see the same thing up here. You know, it's the same thing. I think it's more cultural than logistic. I do. Because
mm-hmm.
like Tico said, and I'll tell you, in the white community, studs been dating studs for a long time. You see two women that look just alike, and both of them are butches.
Yes.
Yep. And it's just the way it is. There's no stigma attached to it.
Not in the black community. Not here and
not
in the black community.
Well, you do see it down here, Sharon, but just not in the black community.
That's not here in the black community.
I've dated white women as well, such as. The only difference is it's all in your mentality. If you identify more masculine, you're not going to wake up one morning and put on a dress. You know, it is about what you're most comfortable in.
This is true.
In white community, too, you can find a femme and a butch if you want to put labels on it, and they look very similar, but most likely the more feminine one will go and make themselves appear more feminine. Or, you know, they'll wear makeup or something like that. But I gotta say this.
Go ahead.
That's it. I'm sorry.
You remember I told you, Doc, that I went to this turnabout event?
I remember that turnabout.
the girls, the femmes were dressing like studs, and the studs were dressing like femmes or boys dressing like girls. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And
they switched.
And some of the femmes who switched over, you know, they were pretty hot. You know, they were okay. They were cool. But there was one in particular. There was one in particular who was just really, hot. You know what I mean? Who went from that femme to that stud in such a dramatic kind of way that it was just awesome. It was incredible, right? And I think it was Tico, or it may have been one of you ladies who said it's not about your, you know, how you look. It's an attitude. And I think that attitude that went with the switch up was what really turned me on. I started looking at this person as a boy, and I was turned on by that little boy. I just wanted to say that. I think I might like studs.
Somebody get Sharon a little stud, please. somebody.
All right, here, let me go in the closet and see if I can find my Tim's and my baggy jeans.
No, it won't work for you.
It won't work for me?
Cause you,
I can't be a stud? I can't be your stud?
No. No. Now, if one of our guests did it, that would be different.
Wow.
But they would have to do it and then send me a picture.
Wow.
And then I would find a nice, quiet space and be by myself for a while.
Have a long time.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of like where we're going, I have no idea. I want to talk. Sharon, can I ask a question? I know this is your show and I know this is your day, but I just have a question. Can I ask it,
mm-hmm.
Sharon? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about femme-on-femme friendships. You know, why do feminine women not support each other? Why don't we have friendships with each other? You know, when I was trying to do the show this week to surprise Sharon, I'm going through my contacts, and I had one, maybe two feminine lesbians in there. It was Michelle and my sister Sydney. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, I'm having to turn to my stud friends and my butch friends to get their feminine, you know, contact from their femmes. So why is it that we're not friends with each other, we don't support each other? I don't understand that.
I don't have an answer for that one.
I do too. Anyone else? Hippa? Jay?
I get along with good people. It doesn't matter if you're a femme, stud, whatever. I don't have many close friends because I'm a little guarded, but I don't. I feel like there are different issues in both. Sometimes because of, you know, how the community makes it seem like studs and femmes are like, just like they say, you know, a man and a woman can't be friends, they make it seem like a stud and a femme can't be friends without there being something going on or had gone on before.
Right.
And and with femmes, you know, they say that there's the cattiness and jealousy and everything, but I just feel like it depends on the person. If it's a good person, a mature person, then you won't have those issues. So I don't feel like it's how the person, that's another thing, I don't feel like how the person dresses determines their character. It's just their character that makes it hard to be their friend or not, you know?
I think all of us on the show tonight should just make a promise to each other that as feminine women, as women, period, that we will vow to always support each other in all of our endeavors.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know,
but can I still get that picture sent to me, though? I think that would be very supportive. That would support my endeavor.
Okay, and speaking of support tonight, Sharon, I actually have to go to a break, and tonight's commercial break, I love being able to say that, tonight's break is going to be, I'm going to play music from Steezo, and then I'm actually going to play her full song at the end of the show. So we're going to go to break, I'm going to play some more of her song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to pick up, and I think we need to hear about a girl's guide and its role in the community. So, Michelle, when we come back, it's going to be on you, baby.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so here we go. Let's see. Uh-oh. Sharon, I'm going to try to keep you alive here. But if I mute you, I'll bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
I'm right. Sure you will.
Yay. Okay, you're alive. Right? Sharon? Sharon? Oops. Sharon?
Why do you keep muting me?
Sorry. Girl, you know I'm new to this. You know, I didn't have no background in radio before I did this with you. So, Sharon, it's hot, right?
Yes, it is.
You like it? You like my gift to you?
Do I? Yeah, I'm hot.
Okay, good. I want you to listen to the rest of the song.
You and me, girl. You
go down. I know you're in need of.
Oops, Sharon, I forgot to fade it. You always told me to fade it. I'm so sorry. Sharon? Sharon, did you pass out on me?
No, you forgot to tell me what?
I forgot to fade the music. I'm sorry. You always told me to fade the music. I didn't fade the music. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to kill the DJ and bury her in her own cemetery in her own backyard.
You know what? You got to come with me.
I'm not going in your backyard.
You got to go back there to hang the hammock. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, Sharon, it's hot, right? Yeah. So look,
yes.
So since I did, like, this femme fantasy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know my birthday is coming up, right? Right?
No, it's not.
It is in August.
Okay. Your birthday is in August.
I'm just putting that out there. My birthday is in August, Sharon, so don't forget it, okay? I mean, we've been friends for 10 years, so I'm going to need you to rememberize. Rememberize? You like my word, rememberize? I'm going to need you to rememberize my birthday.
You don't remember my birthday.
I do remember your birthday. Your birthday is in October. It's October the 8th.
And after 10 years, you still get the date wrong.
It's October the 9th.
Then you need to tell my mama that my birthday is on the 8th and not the 9th.
Okay,
and
Sharon,
you know how my mama is towards you.
I know your mama love me, right? Just like my mama love you. Okay, so wait, we got to bring our guests back in, and we're actually going to start out with Michelle. Let's see. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let's see. This is Kissa.
Mhm.
Hold on, Kissa. You're back with us. Let me bring in Jay.
Hello.
Jay, you're back, and let me grab Michelle so that we can all hear about a girl's guide. Michelle!
I'm here. Hey, honey,
okay.
How are you?
Yay!
Hi.
Yay!
Okay, so Michelle, spill the tea on a girl's guide. Tell us about a girl's guide. What made you create this?
Okay, A Girl's Guide in its infancy started a couple of years ago where we had a Facebook page and we really just wanted to talk about things that were unique to the lesbian community. And, you know, we started off as a Facebook page, moved it to a blog, and then I went through a pretty tough time last year where I felt the need, I had a partner that passed away from suicide, and I felt like there was a huge void in our community. And there really was very limited places where people could talk about, express, write about emotional issues that we deal with in our community. Some of the blogs on A Girl's Guide are kind of lighthearted, and some of them are kind of deep. And I think that the longer we're around, the deeper we're gonna become. We talk about things like motherhood. We talk about our trans brothers and sisters and how do we support them in their transition. We talk about depression. We talk about dating. We talk about, there's just a ton of, there's probably about 85 blogs up there to date. I've got a couple new segments I'm going to be rolling out soon. I've actually found a couple that one woman was HIV positive and the other was not, and they're going to talk about their experience moving through that type of life. I've got
How
a woman
have they
who's
been
going
together?
To... They're no longer together, but they were a partner for 3 years. So they were, when you have one positive partner and one not positive partner, how do you, how do we talk about that? Like, what does that look like? How do you navigate through that? How do you date, when you find that you're HIV positive? How do you have the mental space to know that you're still worthy for love and companionship and relationships? I want to talk about those things. I've got a young woman who's going to be rolling out her experience with domestic violence. One who's going to be talking about her experience, walking through life with bipolarism. I want to talk about, what's it like to have a May-December relationship, where there's a serious age difference. How does that work? How does that not work? Whatever issues we deal with in our community, A Girl's Guide really is there to just talk about it, to bring some healing to people, to open dialogue and try to bring some reconciliation in our community so that we can just start to have, you know, just dialogue and relate better to each other. So, you know, things like stud-on-stud relationships aren't looked at as so taboo, where it's just normal, because who cares, right? If two people love each other, who gives a shit? They just love each other. And, you know, so but we need to start dialogue for things like that so that people can start to really understand that we are really no different than each other. We really are the same. So that's a girl's guide.
Mm-hmm. A girl's guide.
Yeah. And I was blessed, and I was able to partner with Between Women for the launch of the website, and they were, you know, gracious to help me do that. And A Girl's Guide feeds over to the Between Women website and feeds their blog as well. So you can find it either at agirlsguide.org, and it's spelled A-G-U-R-L-Z, guide.org, or you can go to betweenwomentv.com, and you can view the blogs there as well.
Do you do any other blog sites, or is that the only thing that you have? Or is there anything else that you do outside of A Girl's Guide?
God, I do everything. Are you kidding me?
Michelle was a Jamaican in another life.
That's what I hear. That's what everybody tells me. My Jamaican friends, they tell me that they're ashamed when they're around me. One in particular. But, okay, what else do I do? You know, for a career, I've been in real estate lending for a long time, probably about 15 years. So I still do that. I recently started a talent casting business with a very good friend of mine here in the D.C. area, which is one of the reasons that I moved up here. And I also freelance write for Tag Magazine, who is the leading lesbian publication here in the D.C. market. I don't know if any of you guys remember Labyrinth Magazine.
Yeah, I remember, it's like that.
The Labyrinth Magazine for DC. So I just recently became a writer for them, so I'm excited about that. And
congrats.
What kind of things do you write about? What do you write about? I'm so nosy. What do you write about?
Well, you know, I'm a self-proclaimed emotional activist, right? So all of my personal writings are about moving through life to get from, you know, point A to B and just make your life a better life. I'm working on a couple of pieces I'm not really at liberty to say because they're exclusive to Tag Magazine, but just know that once they're published, they definitely will be all over the place and you guys will get to read them, but two very exciting, you know, could be controversial articles that I'm writing, so, but I'll let you guys know when they're out and done.
Yes.
And then what else do? I officiate weddings. I'm excited because I just got asked to do a wedding in Delaware. I'm super excited about that. And I think that's probably it. I'm a grandma, believe it or not.
You're a grandma.
I am a grandmother. Well, a Nona. I'm an Nona.
Nona.
I'm not a grandmother.
Okay, so you're not a grandmother.
A
you're Nona.
I'm Nona, right.
We can't have grandmas on the island. We can't have grandmas on the island. We can't have grandmas on the island.
No, but
we have
Nonas.
We can have sexy grandmas like
Because Nonas are hot.
We can have sexy Nonas.
Okay, that'll do.
So that's what I do, and that's a girl's guide, and that's what my life is about right now. Just really pouring back into the community and trying to fill that void, I think, that is there when we really just, we don't talk to each other enough, and we don't love on each other enough, and we don't tolerate each other enough, and we don't accept each other enough. And I, you know, it kind of hurts my heart when we appeal to the outside world, you know, the straight community and our allies, to give us equality and acceptance and non-judgment and love when we don't do that to ourselves. So I think that movement needs to start within our community. And A Girl's Guide is just a piece of that.
Amen.
And Michelle, I just, Amen. You know, when my daughter was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder last year, Michelle was front and center. You know, many nights I would be sitting on the floor in the bathroom, and Michelle would send me a text, and she's like, you know, are you okay? And, you know, that, you really got me through a tough time, because if you have ever dealt with mental illness, it's hard. And to have a child who has a mental illness, you know, and you know, when they took her away from me and she had to go inpatient to a hospital, that broke my heart. I mean, I can't even tell you what it felt like.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having Michelle and all my friends there to love me and support me It was huge. And, you know, and then I thought about all the mothers that I saw sitting there, and they didn't have anybody.
Yeah. So, it's tough. You know, it is. And, you know, and what do I say to you? What is my motto?
Your motto,
you know,
is give away that what you need the most. Eight words. Eight words to live by, people. Eight words. Give away that what you need the most.
Give away that what you need the most. Is that where you got that from and posted it all over your Facebook page?
Yes. And that's what I have written all over the mirrors in the house. That's what I have written on the refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
That's like that is our family motto. Give away that what you need the most.
It is. It's you know, I learned that lesson when I was going through, you know, the events of last year, when the community really was there and reached out to me and really supported me during this time, because I was broken, and I realized the only way that I could get back what I really needed during that time was just to give it away. And so I just, you know, I sowed love into people and encouragement and all those things that I needed, and it came back to me 110,000-fold. You know, and the other thing is that we don't heal in isolation, but we heal in community. And so many people feel like they just have to kind of go into a corner and deal with their problems all on their own, and that's not how we're meant to live. That's not how we're meant to be. You know, we create our own personal communities to be around us. And, you know, Nisa, when you were going through what you were going through with your daughter, I was just honored that I could offer that encouragement, because I know what that feels like. So, you know, I'm just glad that I could be there for you and encourage you, because look what's come out of it. You do your radio show now because of that.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I think sometimes when you have your greatest pain, that's when you birth your best ideas.
Yeah.
Because a year ago, I never would have been an activist for, you know, mental health issues, because it didn't affect me. I didn't know enough about it to know that, you know, I need to be down at the state legislature's office in their face.
And I'm surprised you didn't already do that.
I didn't know, Sharon.
You
know, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the whole reason why we do this show, so that we can empower people. And to give me something to do.
And give me something to do?
Well, like, get to do it with me.
You don't
want
to give me anything to do?
Well, it's something that this is our time. This is our date day. Sunday is our date day. I like that, our date day.
I feel slighted then.
Why do you feel slighted?
Because I haven't had any date experience yet.
We have gone on several dates.
I haven't even bunted to first base yet.
Okay. Why
somehow
that
I
out
doubt
there?
That.
Sharon, why'd you have to put that out there?
I'm just saying, it's been 10 years, I haven't even been to first base.
Oh, okay.
I've struck out every time.
You know,
no,
what?
God,
you might have made it through all
day
tonight, but since you put it out there.
So what?
You might have made it to first base tonight, but since you put it out there that you've never been to first base, I guess you won't get there.
Psycho.
You know what?
Think of Aaliyah.
You know what?
Don't
how are you going to? No, if I won't think of Aaliyah, I just want to work it in the middle. That's all I want to do.
Oh, my Jesus.
That's all I'm thinking. And I want to rock some boats and all that good stuff.
All right,
and I want to be like
H-Town. Baby, you have,
and
you
I
have
be
a
like,
beautiful
wait,
stable
wait.
Of feminine lesbian. Hold on. I'm trying to give you a countdown, Sharon, okay?
Countdown.
You have 20 more minutes
with
the most beautiful women in the universe.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. Okay. I have questions, but I don't know how to ask my questions, because I don't want to sound like a dweeb. And now that I sound like a dweeb, I'm never going to get a date with either one of these ladies.
You might, Sharon.
No, Sharon's a dweeb, and she might date a stud.
Sharon, ask your question, baby. Ask your question.
I don't know what my
minutes.
Question is.
Okay, well, you know what? After the show, don't come up here asking me, you know, why didn't you, can I say this? Uh-uh. Don't come asking me questions after
okay.
the show.
Why do women feel like they have to fake something?
Okay, why do women
feel like they have to fake some stuff?
Like faking orgasms?
Yes, ma'am. Not
fake it on a test, but yeah, fake it like that. Yeah. Someone's laughing in the background.
That's me, Kissa, and I am guilty of faking before.
Okay, so why not just tell that person, you know what? I'm going to need you to go a little to the left or a little to the right, or I need you to go up or down, or I need you to just stop altogether.
Well, no, nobody just in a bad experience immediately fakes. You know, you try and work with the person, and after a while when you see no light at the tunnel, it's like, okay, baby, you did it. Let's stop.
Right.
It could be a flight. There could be like a little
you just
match light.
You did a head tap. I'm sorry. I just had flashbacks. And I was in a relationship with somebody for a while, and I kick myself now for doing it because I don't think at this stage of my life I would ever, but it was several years ago, and I remember being in our relationship for more than a year, and I was faking it, and I was like so frustrated, and I'm so glad when it was over, but, you know.
Oh, poor baby.
So you faked it for over a year?
For
over a year. How can you fake it? You know how many head taps that was?
Because there were other qualities in the relationship that I admired. So I was just trying to work with her, but you know, I don't know.
Some people
she just didn't take a young thing.
Maybe,
I think when you're younger, you know, you're like, it's not that important, blah, blah, blah. Because I did have a relationship when I was younger where afterwards I, you know, quote, unquote, go use the bathroom, but it's just I had to finish it off myself. But now, as an adult, I would say what I want or give or be like, okay, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Well, can I just say something? And I think I'm speaking for the entire non-femme population because I don't know what little box I fit into. But I'm just saying.
Sharon's a self-appointed spokesperson.
I'm just saying. You know, that little head tap thing, you can't be treating us like Lassie. You know what I mean? Just say hey. Just hey, boo thing. Left, right, whatever. Fast, slow, whatever. Some gentle guidance.
Sometimes a head tap does not work.
But hold on. But I'm just saying. But when you're doing a disservice to the next chick, because what happens is if you don't say anything, that person still thinks that she's the bomb, and you don't say anything, and you putting on this Academy Award show, and you faking it, they're going to think, yeah, I'm stuff.
But you see, that's the issue right there. That's why they aren't doing a good job. You don't go into
a new situation
doing the same old thing. You have to learn
that
person.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
so what every time, whether you were good or bad with the last person, when you have a new person, it's supposed to be completely different. And if you would, like, get in tune and be passionate and learn them, there wouldn't be any issues. But if you do the same trick with every person, maybe two people will like it, but the other three are going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You get their confidence up. You get them to thinking, that, oh, yeah, I turned so-and-so out, and I did this, that, and the other with her, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs like an opera singer, and I
because
knew I was
hurt.
Good. But hold on. Let me tell you what they're thinking. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think I have had anybody do that to me. I've never had a head tap. But what they're thinking.
You never had head, what?
I never had a head tap.
Oh, you never had a head tap.
I never had a tap on the head.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I'm big and bad and bold. I'm not saying I'm the greatest thing on earth, anything like that either. But I think that a lot of times we would just appreciate just saying, hey, this isn't working for me, or that's not right, or I don't like it like this, or don't try to spare their little feelings. They'll be all right. But you just got to
There's a way you can do it. You know, that you don't.
No. No, you say, no. You say, look here, boo. That's not it.
You say, let me show you exactly how I like it done. And then you do it exactly like you want it done on that person. And hopefully they have the ability to duplicate that and to pay attention. Because if they can duplicate it and pay attention, because I've had that done to me. When I first came out, look, you know, everybody has their learning curve, and I'm just going to be vulnerable and put it out there. When I first came out, I had one girlfriend who would give me the head tap, and she's like, hey, come here, let me show you something. And I'm going to tell you, every woman I've been with since then needs to go back and thank her, because she really taught me the ropes, because she showed me exactly how it should be. Because we have in our head just what we think we should do. But, you know, unless you've actually, you know, been practicing and you've been in that groove, you don't know what you're doing. So it takes somebody to actually physically show you. For me, it did. And I've done that to somebody where I've said, hey, let me show you what I like. And they get it right off the bat if they pay attention and they listen. Some things you can't describe, some things you got to just show.
But we got to
do it. I think if you do it, I think whatever you do, if you do it sexily and you don't bruise their mm-hmm. ego, it could probably
right.
work out. Like, if you're like, if you're moaning, do it a little softer and this, that, and the other and make it sexy, I think they'll just be turned on and just follow directions. But if you're just like, okay, wait, look. You, like, have you guys seen Friends with Benefits when she grabbed Justin Timberlake's tongue and was like, what the hell are you doing? Now, if you do all that, you might just kill the vibe, you know, but.
Right. I had somebody do that to me, and I'm like, oh, my feelings are hurt. Fuck it, I don't even want to try no more. But, you know, but she taught me. She took the time and she taught me.
I've had that happen to me before, too.
Teaching is good.
That's why I didn't try anymore after that.
Teaching is good. Teaching is a beautiful
thing. I've never faced it, but there was a time where I had to say stop because it really did hurt. Like, I don't know who she dated before, but she thought chewing on it was great, right?
Oh, God.
And the first time, yes, like, yes, really, it hurt. And the first time I kind of, you know, faced it a little bit. I don't really think I faced it, but I kind of got her to stop. And the second time I was like, why do you do that? And she was like, it feels good, doesn't it? I was like, no, that shit hurt. But then
okay.
I never got a chance after that. I got a little ADD real quick.
I could talk to you all day long about peanut butter and jelly. I just love your accent. That is not true.
To me?
Talk to me about weather, peanut butter. I don't care. You could, I don't know. You can say your ABCs. That is hot. I've gotten down to my socks just on the accent.
Damn.
Wow.
You know,
are you wearing
matching
on, Aaron?
Huh?
Are your socks matching?
I was getting naked the whole time they've been talking.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
They didn't know it. See, this is the kind of stuff I do.
Jay, I think you should keep talking.
I don't know.
Keep talking. I mean, I'm liking this. Sharon's down to her thought.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then when I get quiet, don't interrupt. It's nothing. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just basking in the glow. But keep talking. Talk ABCs, something, whatever. Don't matter. Go ahead. Now she's all shy. Cat got a tongue now.
All right.
Yeah. So again, just don't fake it. Just do your thing, because that person is like telling her boys and everything. Yeah, I hit that. That's what they're thinking, and that's what they're saying. Yeah, I hit that.
That's not what it is at all.
See, that's the
right.
person who's whacked also, the one who talks a lot.
Well,
the one who ain't doing
if they're talking to their good close friends. You can't tell me you don't go to your girlfriend and to your good girlfriend and say, "Oh, child, let me tell you what Sharon did." You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, she's on the phone with her friends. I'm on the phone with my friends. Like, oh my God, you won't believe she's on my shit. You know?
Okay, I wouldn't do that. Don't say Sharon did that though. Don't say Sharon did that right there. I'm not
okay,
that hungry.
So wait a minute. Hold on, Sharon. I have one more question that I have to ask because this came in from a listener on text message.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about femmes who pass. You know, I call these weekend lesbians. okay? You know,
friends
Monday
what?
Through Friday. Weekend lesbians.
What the heck is a weekend lesbian?
What do you mean by that?
A weekend lesbian is someone who passes as straight during the week, but
oh,
then
undercover.
On the weekend, she's a lesbian.
Okay. Is she passed because she just doesn't talk or about her sexuality, or she passes because she just doesn't, she lies?
You know, and I think, well, I think a lot of femmes do it because, I don't know. I mean, okay, let me back up. When I played the straight suburban housewife, there were a lot of us that were the weekend lesbians. Not that we were bisexual. I mean, we were actually, you know, weekend lesbians.
Who's scraping a plate? Somebody's scraping a plate.
Karen, are you washing dishes for me?
No, I heard somebody scraping a plate.
Oh.
That was me. I'm sorry. I was hungry. I just want to take a bite of my food. I think you heard that.
We hear everything.
That's
okay.
Right. We hear
sorry.
You're eating your food, scraping the plate like you hungry. I'm down in my socks. Hey, it's all good.
Sorry.
Do what you got to do.
But it's for real.
Okay, but so back to the passing and the weekend lesbians. Why do you think the feminine women? I don't think it's just feminine women though. I think that any woman who's not comfortable does it.
But I think a bit like any woman, I think someone who is comfortable just naturally does it. You know, like the way I feel, I don't have heterosexuals running up to me being like, hey, I'm straight. You know, so I don't have to announce to everyone, hey, I'm a lesbian. Now, if you ask, I'll tell the truth. But no, I don't look, quote unquote, like a lesbian, which I don't know what a lesbian looks like unless you are butch, you know. But I don't feel like it's something I have to, you know, when I first came out, I had rainbows and T-shirts and hats and
ew,
was ready to tattoo it on my forehead,
yeah.
But as somebody who's comfortable and doesn't feel like I have to prove anything, it's just like, even like if a guy tries to talk to me, now I've found out it's easier to say I'm married than it is to say I'm a lesbian. Because I'm a lesbian,
yes.
That's a whole other conversation that I do not enjoy, you know?
Yes.
So,
yeah. And honestly, that's why I still wear my old wedding ring.
Yeah, see? Well, I'm comfortable enough in my sexuality to where I don't care. I don't have to, like, broadcast it, but I'm not hiding it either.
Doc, you think they know about me? You think they know about me?
Who?
You think they know
about
me? About
you?
Anybody?
Sharon,
just in general.
Baby, you were, when you walk into a room, you just, Gaydar goes off, Gaydar just goes off the chart.
So when I was at Insurrection today, right, there was this little toy thing. And it was like a Gator button. And you point it at the person. You press the little button. And it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it tells you whether or not you're gay or straight or not, right?
I want that.
So
I need that.
It got to me. It got to me, and it went, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You are totally straight.
Ooh.
What is that? You know why I think it did that?
I've always told you you're like a heterosexual man.
I don't know what I am. What? That don't make no kind of sense.
Karen, didn't my daddy tell you that you look like a little boy?
Oh yeah, he said you look like a little boy going through puberty.
My dad refused to call Sharon a girl. He insists that she's a boy.
Hey, look at that cute little boy right there with that little round face. Looks like he's going through puberty. And that's how he talked, and I couldn't say his name. You go to hell if you cuss out old people. So I couldn't say the same back to him. But no, when I walk into a room, people might assume, oh, that's the one who wears the pants in the house, right? Or that's the dominant one, or that's the one who, you know.
And
is
Sharon
on top.
Is so not dominant. I can put that out there. Sharon is so not dominant. Sharon is versatile. You know, just because she's comfortable in her skin does not mean that that's who she identifies with sexually. Oh, I'm sorry.
Really? You just want to put that out there on my sexuality resume?
You're going to have an inbox full when you don't.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be little femmes, little studs. Hey, yo, so I heard you were
Sharon
in your
pumps
sock,
gas
so.
For you. Ladies, if you ever need someone to pump gas, Sharon pumps gas. Although Sharon has pumped my gas for me. I just had to put that out there. With a hurt hand,
but I
nonetheless.
Do ask, but I do ask for your bank card.
Well, damn.
You have a 17-gallon tank. And 17-gallon tank at $3.80 does not add up to me.
I hate pumping gas. Like, I have run out of gas before trying to wait for someone to be in the car with me to do it.
That's not
see,
cute.
I'm telling
no,
you.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But well, you know, Taz pumps gas, Sharon pumps gas. I don't know about any other studs in Atlanta who pump gas, but I know those two definitely do.
I pump my
who
own gas.
Pump my gas. Who gonna pump my
pump gas?
I want some. You gonna pump my gas? What you say?
No, I pump my own gas. I pump my own gas.
I thought you said you gonna pump my gas.
If you
okay.
need me to pump your look, Sharon, if you need me to pump your gas next time I'm in Atlanta, I will purposely find you and I will pump your gas just for you. You can sit in the car
wait.
And look pretty. Just put some heels
will
on
wear,
for me.
Will you wear Tam's on a jersey?
I'll wear a wife beater and some cargo pants.
Oh, there go the socks.
Sharon is now naked.
I'm down to the cocoa butter lotion. I'm down to
and
the
and a sexy sports bra.
What about the
no, 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 there's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. The socks was it. There's just cocoa butter now. As soon as you said that, I need a cigarette now.
You don't even smoke.
I don't even smoke. I need a cigarette though. It's all that day I'm good. I'm sorry. She said she goes pump my gas for me, and she's gonna wear the Tim's and a wife beater. Ooh.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
You gonna open the door?
Y'all see
for me
what too? I have to put up with? What I have to? You see what I have endured for 10 years?
But I'm just saying, I know what I like to do for people, and I know how I am with. The ladies, right? But I also know, hey, can I get serviced? Can I get some full service too sometimes?
Sharon,
what
I got
mean?
Full service for you.
Whatever that full service might mean to me.
Sharon?
Oh, this,
I mean, Anise?
What?
Huh? Anise, you're here. She wants to be full
what?
Service.
Am I supposed to be servicing her? Am I supposed to be the full service
no,
provider?
No.
Oh,
you can
you don't
like
want me to be the full service
line.
Provider.
No, because you died. I need, yeah. Let me stop talking. Put my clothes back on.
Well, everyone, thank you so very much for doing the show with us tonight. Listeners, I hope that we answered some of your questions and gave you an insight into the femme brain. If you have additional questions.
Wait. I want to hear my accent again.
Her name is Jay, Sharon. She's not your accent. She has a name. Her name
I'm
is
sorry.
Jay.
I want to hear my Jay again. Jay is like, I'm not saying a damn thing to you.
Have you put your socks back on?
But I took them back off just then.
Oh, good.
Go ahead. Say the ABCs for me. Just say some ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Say, just
Sharon, you
just,
have made her uncomfortable.
I do that kind of thing sometimes.
Sharon, you've made
at
our guests uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. She said that's okay.
I like
that's
that you
right.
took your
I'm
socks off,
though. Pardon me?
I like that you took your socks off, though. That's hard.
Ooh. And there were those no-show socks, too.
Sharon.
Okay,
Jay, I apologize for my co-host
okay.
behavior.
You know, Sharon doesn't get to talk to different people very often. So that's why I couldn't even give her the guest list, because she would have been harassing our poor guests all week long trying to get down to her socks.
Mm-hmm. And I did that.
And I was very proud of you. Okay, so we've got to wrap up the show. We're down to 4 minutes, and I want to play Steve-O's full song. Again, our guests tonight were Michelle Alexander, who is the CEO and the founder of A Girl's Guide, so please check out her blog. Kitsa Joe, who's actually going to have her own radio show on WTF Radio starting in July, so watch their page for her show times and dates. And we also have the very beautiful Jay Williams, who is an author, and you can check out her work on... Jay, give them your website.
Lulu.com or lesbianmanuals.com, and you should be able to find some collaboration works on Amazon.
Okay, and again, those websites were lesbianmemoirs.com, lulu.com, and amazon.com for Jay Williams as the lesbian erotic writer.
I'm breathing on the phone.
Stop.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then next
the
week,
phone.
Guys, Sharon, focus. Put your finger over your lips. Focus. We only have 2 minutes to go. Focus. Finger over your lips. Okay, so everyone, next week we are going to launch the Team Unity campaign with Callie T. Yay. And we're going to be partying with her at Bar One. Sharon, I need to give you details about that later. But we will not be broadcasting live from Bar One, as we've learned that we cannot do. But we will be featuring Callie P next week in Team Unity. So with that, Sharon, are you ready to close us out, baby? And thank our guests.
Can you say thank you
to the guests?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Michelle.
You're
thank
so
you, Kisses.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome.
Ooh, Lordy. Thank you guys, you ladies, for being with us.
You didn't thank Kissa. You didn't thank Kissa Joe.
I did. I said thank you, Kissa. Thank you, Michelle.
I just heard you all goo-gaga. All right, so I'm going to close this out with Steve-O, you and me. So, Sharon, it's you and me, baby.
Thank you, guys. Tuning in. Back to us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
You and me, oh. You and me. You and me, girl. Oh. You and me. You and me, oh. Take it no more.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.